This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, 855-LAW-RADIO. You want to call in, 855-LAW-RADIO. I wanted to give you that phone number right away because today's the most exciting time we've had in weeks, or I'm going to say in months. Again, it's 525-729-7234. Why do I want to give the phone number out first? Because I'm Fred Penny, your host. I am back. I am telling you, we've been doing this show close to 4 years, and I have never missed two shows in a row, and I did it, and I thank my wonderful hosts, and I love them to death. We are very good friends, and that is Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin. Thank you very much for taking the helm. They do an excellent job. Cal Hunter does a wonderful job. He's always here. He's a stalwart. He just is there. I think the day he passes away, the next Saturday, he'll be sitting there. And it's like, I just went to your funeral. What are you doing sitting here?
Which reminds me, there was a survey, and over 70% of the people in this country, 70%, believe they have seen a ghost. Did you know that?
Really?
I believe it.
7 out of 10 believe they've had some either a spirit or something in their house, or the TV turns on by itself, or they see Todd Kunin with his cat on the front porch. I mean, all kinds of...
Well, it's come Halloween.
Yeah, I've got haunt people, right? So, come on.
Well, I've been to the beach in, like, March. I've seen a lot of ghosts.
Unintentional spirit.
You know, I've been away, and I'll tell you, I was telling Todd, Denise, I didn't tell you this. It was kind of much needed. I'll be honest with you. I'm the kind of guy, and Todd and Denise and Cal know who I am, and we're all the same way. We can't stop working. And we work.
Oh, no, you're that way.
Yeah, I'm worse. I know.
Fred, I'm going to tell you, I have met very few people in my lifetime that have been able to fill up nearly every minute of every hour of the day with something to do as effectively as you do. I'm amazed.
And I would buy people's time if I could do that.
Yeah,
can I buy an hour of your time, please?
You took 2 weeks off. My dad is like that.
No, 1 week.
Or when you were gone from the show.
10 days.
You were gone from the show for 2 days.
And by the way, I was working, though.
Yeah, you took about 10 days off it, and all I kept thinking is my dad is a lot like this. Is every time we would go on a family vacation, everybody else is having fun, you'd look over at my dad and it was hell, because his idea of heaven is working.
Yeah.
And so,
well, my wife put it best one day. I said, you know what, I can retire early, things are doing well, and I said, you know, maybe I'll retire. And she looked at me, and she's so sweet.
Look
at panic.
Today,
you know, she looked at me and she said, dear.
No, you're not.
No, this is what she said. Dear, if you retire, there'll probably be a divorce. I said, you're right, I'll keep working.
See, many men work because they have to keep plowing that back 40 so they don't have to hang out with mom.
I feel sorry for mom. I mean, think of my personality at home all day.
It'd be like the Tasmanian devil going through the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Cleaning up after you.
Why would this be going, whoa.
A lot of yard work could get done.
Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Todd's laughing about something.
Well, I would just say that if my kids were up at this hour and were listening to the show, they would listen and they would go, well, we get that Fred's like that. Dad, not so much. Todd, he really enjoys his downtime. In fact, he takes a lot of it.
Let me tell you about Todd. I'm dead serious. Our personalities, those of you who are first listening, we've got a few new affiliates. Todd is the cool dad, right, Denise?
Yeah.
He would be the dad that all the friends talk about. Now, that's the cool dad. He is the ultimate cool
dad. With the dad
I'm the strict, mean, I'm not that bad, but I'm not as fun. But Todd is the fun dad.
Todd would say, say, ask your friends if they want to ride my motorcycle. Helmet, who needs it?
You know, my daughter, when she was in about sophomore in high school, she was big on Instagram, was really starting to get going at that point in time, and Snapchat was also pretty big. And she started posting videos about me, and I didn't know she was doing it. And she referred to me as Dab Dad. And one day she says, hey, will you come pick me up from school? And I said, all right. She goes, when you do, come to the gate to pick me up. Don't just pull up. I have to walk to the car. You need to come to the gate. I said, all right. So get out of the car, and I walk up to the gate. And it's lined with people, her friends. Is that him? Is that him? Here he comes. And I walk over. What the heck is going on here? And can you dab for us? And I did the dab. Oh, my gosh. He did it.
The dab,
what?
I guess, is a dance.
It's the one where you put your hand. Cam Newton made it really big when he was with the Carolina Panthers, where he would dab.
Well, we're excited to be here. Those of you who are just starting, look, KCPX, 1490 AM, Spanish Valley, Utah. Welcome, their new affiliate.
Hello.
Let me tell you, that's down near Moab. That's southern Utah. I've been down there.
Southeast corner, all the way
that
down to southeast corner.
That is beautiful country. That's Red Hills.
My niece is getting welcome to married today, and she will live where her fiancé's now husband is from. In that area.
In that general area.
No kidding.
Nice.
I think I'm going to head down there. I have to go down there for business, down to a place called Cedar City, Utah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm familiar with Cedar City.
So I'm going to that's not too far away, this Moab, Spanish Valley, Utah. Moab, by the way, is very well known for off-roading and mountain biking area. And it's just the beautiful red rocks of southern Utah and down near Zion's National
and
Park.
And calm atmospheric conditions. You know, very cool, wonderful, like air conditioning and natural air.
Yeah, right. Nice and toasty down there.
Naturally broken air conditioning.
Not too far from the car. Also, KRMS, 1150 AM. We've got 97.5 FM. Osage Beach, Missouri. Did I say that right? O-S-A-G-E.
Osage.
Osage, okay. And 103.3 FM, Osage Beach, Missouri. Thank you very much. Shout out to one of the owners down there. I've had some great discussions with, and Dennis, you're going to kill me, Dennis Klautzer. What a wonderful guy. He's the guy that basically picked us up, that made the decision, and he's excited about Radio Law Talk being on his stations. He's got multiple stations all over the place, and I couldn't even go through them and read them all, but KRMS is one of his main stations. Thank you, Dennis, for becoming a quick, early friend of mine that we have some good email discussions back.
Well, he's not as excited as we are. We're thrilled to be on there.
Yeah, we are thrilled. Today's going to be thrilling because we're going to talk about a couple interesting things. We're talking about Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. Look, you got to hear the latest. This is probably the final nail in the coffin that we're going to discuss. Very interesting. We're going to talk about the county clerk, Kim Davis, the one that was thrown in jail for not giving a marriage license to same-sex couple. And we're going to talk about the Obergefell case, which is the because it comes up on that issue, especially when they talk about the dissent. We're going to talk about Supreme Court weighing in on mail-in ballots and Britney Spears' lawsuit. Denise, it's kind of more of a...
It's a probate matter.
Probate matter. Mm-hmm. And boy, we've talked more about that this morning prior to everything going on.
Oops, she did it again.
I know. Oops, she did it again. But it's bizarre.
Can I help herself?
It's bizarre. What do you think she... Okay. Cal,
yes.
We didn't tell you, but we were talking about it. What do you think at her height... And this is according to, you know, there's a number of different news sources.
Sources, yeah.
What is her net worth at her peak?
At her peak, $60
million. What was her net worth now?
$600,000.
Well, Cal, we're not going to tell you, but you're kind of close on one, but... since we did a lot of anecdotal discussion,
$50.
No. When we come back, we're going to do a case or no case.
Yeah.
Then we're going to get into the Led Zeppelin stuff. And those of you who are here first from KCPX and KRMS, case or no case is everybody's favorite. It's where Cal's going to try to stump us with a case, and we're going to say whether or not it's a case and what the outcome is. And we'll be right back after this.
If you like orange juice, stay tuned because it is relevant for our case or no case discussion. Pulp, pulp-free, real, fake, all coming up next right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Life can...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Boys are weird.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Okay, we're back. We're back to do everyone's favorite. I'm going to say, do we know what our points? We do have points for this. Denise, what are our points going on? I'm way behind.
I think we can say it's too much to not enough to not enough. because Denise is like,
I'm 46, you're 33, and you're 28. You guys aren't that far.
She could win it today.
I could.
And so
you get 50 points.
I've been given up points the last two Saturdays.
Yeah, Denise laid down and played dead for the last 2 weeks. Yeah. She deliberately got things wrong just to help Todd.
All right, Cal, roll case for me.
She's going to stick to that.
Yeah, it's time to play case or no case.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, case or no case.
In the National Football League.
Randall Davis loved orange juice.
Hey, will you do that for me? I'm just, for old time's sake, will you do Howard Cosell? Do this whole thing in Howard Cosell. The whole thing.
I'm not telling it like it should be.
Do it. Come on. Howard Cosell, go.
That gets irritating after a while. Randall Davis loved orange juice. The fresher the better. But not Coca-Cola's OJ. He bought some, drank it, compared it to fresh squeezed and said, no. He said Coca-Cola's Simply Orange Juice brand name isn't Simply Orange Juice. And the Illinois man said it gets more processing than a legal pleading does. Extensive processing, and it's dependent upon added aroma and flavoring that Mommy Nature did not put into Les Oranges. He was so irritated at this that he decided, there's got to be something I can do here. You know, I'm looking for a class action lawsuit. Maybe I can make some shekels off of this deal. So he sought legal counsel, and I ask you, case or no case, Fred, since you're back fresh, get it fresh, you get to go ahead
so,
and start.
Coca-Cola owns, is it Simply Orange they own?
What's, yes.
I have Simply Orange. Isn't those ones that are in the plastic that have the... Yeah.
The way nature intended.
Yeah. I didn't know
the way nature would do it if they had a big factory.
Yeah. I know. You know, a lot of their stuff comes out of Brazil. Because I drink Simply Orange.
Oh, you do?
I do. In fact, I...
Does it take like
that
fresh squeeze?
That's I don't know.
Let's not push that part.
I don't know. I just drink orange juice. My wife puts it in front of me, or I go get what's in the fridge.
Juice, straw,
just
me.
Juice, straw. I'm very simple. I eat hot dogs now. I'm dead serious. You go to these $500 a plate type, I don't know, big $300 a plate things. I'm like, I'm so anecdotal today. I had someone take me to like a $150, $200 a plate place. This is no exaggeration. It was in the Napa Valley. And these are good friends, wonderful people. And they must have spent $250 on my plate. When I left, no lie, within 10 minutes, I was at the McDonald's drive-thru and I got a Big Mac.
That is
absolutely true. So for me, it all the same, the answer is I have no idea. I didn't hear about this lawsuit. I don't think it's at this time, it is a class action, because I would have heard about the class action, and if it is, I didn't. That means I'm an idiot. I'm speaking out of. I'm going to say it is a scenario, but not a case right now.
All right, Mr. Kunin, on Mr. Penny's left, we go from the dealer's left here. What say you? Case? No case? If so, what would be the outcome? By the way, it was filed in Illinois court. A court in Illinois.
Well, wait a minute. I just got in trouble. That I just lost.
Well, no, he could say Illinois court allegedly.
if it were in fact filed, it would be
I just lost. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say that this is a case. I'm going to say that it settles. So if it settles, then technically, I mean, the way this is, absent an outright dismissal or loss at trial, a settlement would be a win for the plaintiff, right? Is that how you're determining it?
I would guess so.
Okay, then I'm going to say it settles, but for a nominal amount. I mean, it just, these kind of cases amaze me, because all these problems in the world, human trafficking, poverty, all this, what are you going to do? I'm going after orange juice. That's my social issue. I'm going after orange juice.
All right, Denise, your turn. What say you? Todd says case and settled, and you
that
say...
Was, wait a minute. I'm going to stop you there. That was not fair, because you said that it was a case, and obviously she's going to say it's a case. And so is Todd.
Okay, you get 1 point.
Thank
for Fred.
You.
Denise, give Fred
that
a point.
That was a giveaway.
No, unless he comes in and says, I made it all up.
Yeah, you might get 2 out of this deal, Fred. Yeah.
All right, okay, go
okay, so Randall loved orange juice.
He loves his OJ.
Here we go.
And he was drinking Simply Orange, and the Simply Orange is simply not orange. It's other things. It's other things. So it is. Unfortunately, I do agree with Fred. It is a lawsuit.
Has to be.
And I believe that he does win.
Ooh, Denise.
And what do you classify as a win? Like some money or?
What if they settled?
I think that Simply Orange had to disclose that it's not 100% orange juice and had to make some kind of disclosures about what the contents were, or, you know.
They had to change the name to Complicatedly Orange.
Engineered Orange, I think.
Engineered Orange.
Okay.
And they ran for president. Never mind. Sorry.
Let's do this. If you said this was a case, may I see by a show of hands?
I didn't, but I get a point.
They're going to post it. All of you said it was a case, and congratulations to you. It was, in fact, the case.
Wow.
Now, this was filed in Illinois, and I did look up the actual, all 14 legal documents put into the little pleading on this, and you know what it says at the bottom? Case disposed.
Disposed.
So what does that mean?
Disposed, in my opinion,
is a verdict.
Disposed would, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, be they reached some sort of a settlement and the person that filed it withdrew the case.
That's dismissed.
That could be dismissed. A judge could dismiss a case, too.
Yeah.
I think disposed is settled, too, and I agree. That's a weird way that they say it in Illinois.
Yeah.
But
I looked up the final document on there, and it just said disposed. It didn't say settled.
I think that's a way of saying, look, it's settled, it's all
done. It's resolved.
Resolved.
Yeah. I got to believe they came to
court.
Two guys that said it was a case and the plaintiff won based on the disposal, I'll give each of you 2 points. Fred, you get one.
Yeah, I don't
care. Yes, by the way, Fred, they do put flavor packets in your favorite, in the
Do they really?
Yeah, flavor packets and all kinds of
weird
stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yep, it is really an engineered orange.
So. Okay, I'm going to have to switch. I don't know. We'll
and
be back.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Case or no case. We got 30 seconds. Case. We'll be back. We're going to talk about Led Zeppelin.
All right, stay tuned. As Fred told you, a musical portion of Radio Law Talk is coming right up, right here. So if you stay there, as I said before, I promise we'll stay. One guy's texted me and said, you promise we'll leave if we don't stay? The answer is, no, I won't. But we'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on 5 different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solution Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-DEBT.
The old way of living with diabetes.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president returns to the campaign trail with an in-person event scheduled at the White House today.
and a rally planned for Monday in Florida. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
President Trump will hold his first rally since his COVID diagnosis on Monday in Central Florida. The event to be held at the Sanford-Orlando International Airport at 7 p.m. The Trump campaign said all attendees will be given a temperature check, masks, which they're encouraged to wear, and access to hand sanitizer. The president was scheduled to hold that rally originally last Friday, but the event was postponed after he tested positive for coronavirus on October 1st. For USA Radio, I'm Val Dior.
At a parade Saturday to celebrate the anniversary of the founding of the country's Communist Party, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un unveiled a new ballistic missile system. Analysts say the system unveiled on state television appears to be more powerful than anything previously in the regime's arsenal. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
That is Armadillo. Stop whining.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
We have loved talking about this topic of Led Zeppelin. There is a group by the name of Spirit that brought out this kind of really nice song called Taurus. And this is the Spirit song, Taurus. Now, believe it or not, Jimmy Page has been to their concerts prior to Stairway to Heaven. And he admitted that, but didn't remember if he went and talked to the individuals of Spirit. Where the bass player Spirit testified that he did talk to Jimmy Page after the concert, and that the guys from Led Zeppelin did have the album of Spirit in their album collection. And listen, this is Spirits.
Yeah, this is Zeppelin.
Oh, this is Zeppelin. Well, where's Taurus? Go back to Taurus.
Taurus was the first one he played.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, and here comes Taurus again.
I'm so confused. That tells you something, right?
What I'm going to do, I'm going to start them at almost the same time. You'll be able to tell they are practically identical except for tempo. Taurus is slightly slower. So I'm going to start Taurus first. Here comes Stairway to Heaven. I mean, they're just right. Yeah.
It's just a little off of some things.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have the high. They get a little high string pick,
right.
But otherwise, in terms of
so let's go through the history. What happened?
Okay,
let's go through the history before we get into it. So I'm backed up on history. Go ahead, Todd.
Just remember what you just heard about these two versions of the song, because when we get to what happened at trial, something interesting came out. We'll talk about the history.
Right. So the history is, they've admitted they had their album, the spirit, and they knew about Taurus. They had gone to their concerts and heard this.
So this is Led Zeppelin.
That they hit, right.
That they had
right.
This information.
This was like a nobody band that just played local gigs. The lead singer dies, and what happens is a representative of the estate brings a lawsuit about 6 years ago to sue Led Zeppelin, saying that they copyright infringed the song Taurus, and they used it for Stairway to Heaven. So that's where it started.
Okay, and now to add to that, Spirit, the band, did file for copyright protection under the law that existed at the time.
That's very important to know.
And that was prior to Led Zeppelin releasing Stairway to Heaven in 1972. So Taurus had Spirit had filed for copyright protection.
Of the song. So... nothing happened
under the version of the law that existed in
right.
the '60s.
Which that in the '60s that law was from 1906.
Which is
copyright music, copyright law. Which will tell you. We'll cut to the chase. You could own. It doesn't go by what the sound of the music is. It goes by the musical notes and or the music on paper.
The
sheet music that you filed.
That's right.
To copyright the song.
That was
the copyright law up until about 72, 73
exactly
when it changed.
Right.
And after the change, you didn't have to file the sheet music. You just filed the master recording of the song or a copy of it and said, this is the song.
And that's important because we're going to get into that, why that's important. So, lawsuit occurs, goes to jury trial. The jury does not hear what we just heard.
That's the important
thing. Does not hear the two songs. Now, any juror sitting there on the jury that had never heard of Stairway to Heaven, now they probably hadn't heard Taurus, the band
Spirit. The song
Spirit,
Taurus, yeah.
The song Taurus. They hadn't heard that, but they were not allowed to hear these two versions.
And there's another thing that not only were they not allowed to hear the master recordings that we just heard in the trial, because the trial wasn't about what was recorded. The trial was about what the sheet music said.
Right.
So in the trial, they had professional musicians come in and play the sheet music that was filed for copyright protection and compare it to the sheet music for Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven.
And they're very different.
Hold on. The intro that we just heard was never played by professional musicians, because when Spirit filed for copyright protection, they did not include sheet music for the iconic intro. It was for everything that occurred after the intro.
So the hinge point of their case, which was, don't these sound the same, wasn't allowed in court.
Exactly.
And so that was challenged all the way up. And both of them actually challenged it when they got into the appellate court.
Well, tell them what the jury verdict was.
Well, the jury verdict was in favor of Stairway to Heaven.
That's exactly right.
And then at the appellate court, there was a three-member panel, and they decided in favor of Stairway to Heaven. But for different reasons, they had little subtleties in it. And Led Zeppelin did not like that either. So they both then appealed in bank to, that means, the whole panel of appellate justices. Yes.
Circuit.
Yes.
And then they upheld
it. And so this is what's so fun about this story, is because even when the Supreme Court doesn't actually take up the case and listen to the case, they still make law. And in this case, the appellate decision that favored Stairway to Heaven and Led Zeppelin went up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court declined to hear it, which means that the decision of the Ninth Circuit is the ultimate decision
and the law.
Yes.
Now listen, Cal's got another one queued up here, a song. I'll have him play it in just a second. But there was an interest. The experts testified in this case that the descending pattern that we have in the iconic intro isn't even unique to the original song, Taurus. It is that descending pattern is something that has been in music for years. They even cited another song that
has
the same pattern, and Cal, play that.
Yeah, there's as Led Zeppelin.
Now here's the song.
Yeah.
Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Jeru. That's, I mean, that.
And that one would predate Taurus's song,
yes,
by the way.
Yeah, that was my favorite song.
So the experts came in and testified.
Jim, Jim, Jiminy,
yep.
My luck will rub off when you shake hands with me.
Exactly. So arguably, they would come in, and the argument would be, well, if Taurus is claiming that Led Zeppelin infringed on what they created, then Taurus is going to have to admit that they infringed on that song, which might have infringed on it. It's something that's been around for a long time. But Fred, you told us when we were at the break that you were talking to your significant other about this, and she had an interesting take.
After listening to this, she said, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Led Zeppelin." And you know, we were in our 50s, so that was our era. And she said, "I made her listen to both," and she said, "Yeah, this is a quote, and this is, I think, what the jury said. Yeah, they sound a little bit similar, but so is every other song. They're all the same. There's only so many chords and so many notes." She said, "Everything sounds a little bit the same," and that's true.
Yeah. If it went for Spirit, Louie Louie and Hang On Sloopy would be a copyright infringement. Somebody would copyright it.
Exactly. Now, yeah. Now listen, you hear a lot of things in the news. Was it Farrell and Thick had their issue.
They kind of got reamed.
And then there's another one with who is it, Nicki Minaj, and whether or not she sampled something from Tracy Chapman and all that. The copyright that is occurring now on anything where the claimed original work was made after 1973, I think it is. The copyright cases there are different than this one because the law changed, and now what's played for the jury is the master recording of the two songs, and the jury's listened to it. And they don't have to have professional musicians come in and play stuff. They listen to see if there are similarities or differences and make a determination there because of the change in the copyright law.
And they're not just talking about the whole sound altogether. They're breaking it down to this is the percussion sound that's been copied from this one. I mean, it's really kind of getting ridiculous.
And honestly, it goes back to my skepticism, and I've said this on nearly every case that we have covered, and that is I don't think either side really cares too much about winning the case. It's all about filing something and using the court system as a way to promote the new album coming out and the older song, the copyrighted song, so that both end up being played and purchased by
and the consumer. And we all agree with that. However, yeah, because I would have never known about Taurus.
As we had in Case or No Case last week. Right?
But, guys, listen. And this, you guys, Spotify, Taurus, the song Taurus, 80 likes. Let me repeat, 80. Only 80. Nobody's listened to it. By the way, according to CNN, said, according to Condé Nast Portfolio, reported in 2008 that the Led Zeppelin song Stairway to Heaven generated $562 million. Now, that's arguable because ABC said, only $58
million. But I read that ABC's is $58.5 million is how much Stairway to Heaven's made since 2011.
Yes. Big money.
Wow.
We'll be back after this. We're going to talk about, who do we got to talk about? Oh, we're going to talk a little bit about the lady, the Supreme Court, the county clerk. That's what we're going to talk about. Sorry.
Just a hit song can change your life. We'll talk more about what's going on in the law after this on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
If you want to call in, call us at 855-529-7234. Is that it, Denise?
That's it.
855-LAW-RADIO. You can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We have an Instagram. We have Facebook. You can follow us on all social media. Just look us up. But we're going to talk about something very interesting. These are some cases we follow. There's, for the past number of years, and by the way, if you want to go back to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, you can listen to us live. So some radio stations, we love them for bringing us on. They'll only listen to 2 hours of our three-hour show. You can go click live to listen to the rest of the show, or we've got it podcast. You can go back and listen to our podcast. And I'm telling you, the technology with our computer people is amazing. You can go into our podcast on our website and type in a subject like Led Zeppelin, and you'll go find all the podcasts we've talked about the Led Zeppelin going back 3-4 years.
Yep.
And so you can do that. And in this case, we've been talking about this county clerk by the name of Kim Davis. And this is a very controversial subject. We as lawyers always try to stay neutral. And it's great because we've learned as lawyers, it doesn't matter where we stand politically. We can argue either side. And that's what Denise, Todd, and I do. Is so if one of you hears me arguing one side or Denise or Todd, that doesn't mean we necessarily believe that side. We just want to counteract the other person on our panel, and we want to argue both sides.
And what people need to understand is that as lawyers, the reason you have to be able to do that is because, let's say I represent somebody who is firmly on one side of the issue, right? If I don't have the ability to put myself in the other side's shoes and argue the opposite side, I can't prepare for what they might bring up if I can't see it. And that's why lawyers have to look at both sides of the issue.
And I represent a lot of different type of people.
Right.
And so you have to be able to argue the other side, because you might be representing that similar position the next time.
And for those that don't know, Denise is a family law attorney, so this is in the divorce and child custody and child support issues. Fred is a personal injury attorney. I'm a criminal defense attorney. I used to be a prosecutor. I use all the time things that I used to argue as a prosecutor now as when I'm defending my clients, putting myself in the mindset of what the prosecutor is thinking.
Exactly what we do. And in this case, this is controversial because this all started with the Obergefell case. And I mean, people say, oh, you pronounce it wrong. I always call it Obergefell. And that is the same-sex marriage case of about 5-6 years ago, I can't remember the date, where basically the Supreme Court came down and mandated that constitutionally, that same-sex marriage is mandated, basically, correct?
They said it was a constitution. They interpreted
right.
the Constitution to say that the rights in the Constitution include same-sex
right.
marriage.
That's exactly
right. And it's important to note the setting of that case, because it was a tax case.
Yes.
And
right.
being a tax case, what does the government have a big interest in? People paying taxes.
Money.
Yes.
And it used to be that they could not file joint federal tax returns, even if they were, quote-unquote, partners in life or
right.
tried to be married. In some states it was allowed, some states it wasn't. And the federal government said, no, let's recognize same-sex marriage, and now they can pay federal taxes when they're married.
Well, here's the other thing that's kind of interesting. We're just saying it like it is. And by the way, I have a lawyer, very powerful superstar lawyer that I adore and think he's a great guy, and he's gay, and he said this to me. He said, well, there's little consequences to this if this passes. And I'm not saying he wasn't, because he was for it, but the consequences are now you get a divorce.
Yes.
And now there's going to be some, you got to pay lawyers' fees and stuff. And doggone it, Denise has just made those divorce lawyers richer. But that's not the issue here, and I don't want to get into that, but there's always issues that pop up that you kind of don't think about because of that.
It comes down to where one person's individual rights begin and where they end when it
right.
when it applies or when it impacts another person's individual rights.
Right.
And it also depends on one person's view of morality. Is the law's view of what is morally correct or moral principle the same as what some individual's view of what is a correct moral principle is? And the answer many times is, it does not.
No.
Right, right.
No,
okay.
And when does those two rights extend?
Exactly.
But for here, you have the right to marry a person who you
right.
choose, and that's one right. And then the other right is a religious
right,
right of when does this person's belief
right.
Become interfered with, if you will,
when does
by the
exercising
other person's
your religion
right.
interfere with this other
that's
individual?
Where,
when the other interferes
right.
with exercising your religion, because that's really what
where
this
gets
case
difficult.
Is about.
That's where
yeah.
it gets difficult, because really both sides have legitimate, good arguments. I mean, it's not like, okay, this is a no-brainer. How's that going to affect, quote, my religious right? And this religious right is this woman who's the county clerk, Kim Davis, does not believe in same-sex marriage. Her religion does not basically condone that, and she believed that it is going against her religious rights under the Constitution if she gave a same-sex marriage couple a marriage license. Now, she is the county clerk.
Now, and that's her job.
And that's the kind of interesting thing. Is. That's why I think it kind of goes steps outside of it, because was she, and again, I'm not saying which side I'm on, because I'm not necessarily me. I can argue both. She wasn't really forced. She didn't have to have that job. You know what I'm saying?
I totally agree. I think that's why the outcome is.
Yeah.
This case did not present the right facts for the Supreme Court to take up. Honestly, they needed something more square on point where the two private individual rights are banging heads.
That's exactly right. No, because she could have stepped down and not. But get what did Kentucky do? And we're going to get into what happened here. But what Kentucky did right after this is they did the smart thing. Apparently, Kentucky's got a weird rule that it's actually the clerk personally giving them the license, and they took that away and changed the law where it's kind of the Kentucky's given.
Where she becomes an agent for the state rather than herself.
Rather than herself. That's exactly right.
Look, this is something that we're very familiar with. Pull out any form of currency. And you look at who signs the form of currency. It's the Secretary of the Treasury. It's that their name goes on there. You look at any document you get from the Secretary of State, and maybe you'll have the governor's name on there, the Secretary of State's name on there. And so the issue that Kim Davis had is, wait a minute, there's going to be these marriage licenses out there authorizing two people of the same gender to be married, and my name is going to be on there as the person that did that. So to get around that, Kentucky said, all right, we won't have the clerk's name on there anymore. So it doesn't look like you did. The county is authorizing it. The state is authorizing it, not the individual. And so it was a fix to help her with her moral conundrum.
And I think it helped her because she was being declared in contempt of court for refusing to issue the marriage license.
Because she was
put in jail for that, guys.
Right. 5 days.
Yes, 5 days in jail, which to me was, I don't know, I felt that was the bad part of this whole process.
Right.
I didn't think she should have been jailed. But at the same time, how do you enforce an order if you don't have
that possibility?
Right.
So here's what's happened. Where this all comes forth is she took it to the United States Supreme Court. The Supreme Court at this time has said, nope, we're not hearing the appeal. They said, nope, whatever's like Denise said, the lower court, appellate court, is made the decision, so has the main court. But what's interesting, when they say we're not going to discuss this, they still discuss it. And you got Alito and
Thomas
say, we're not going to take this case up, but we're going to mention a few things. And Alito and Thomas say what?
Well, so
and this is very rare, guys.
When you don't
hear a case, they don't usually comment on the case.
Exactly right.
Essentially, what they're saying is that the Obergefell case created a conundrum that only the court can fix.
A dilemma.
And what it is here is, so you've got freedom of religion, which is explicitly mentioned in the First Amendment. And then you have the constitutional right to gay marriage, which is something that came about as a judicial interpretation of the Constitution. And Alito and Thomas said that needs to be fixed so that you address where the actual language of the Constitution is or could be in conflict with an interpretation of that clause in the Constitution. And they said, we need to fix that, but this isn't the case to use to fix it. So,
right. And then basically that Alito and Thomas basically said, look, you open up a can of worms. Here we go. And this is not the first or the last person with religious arguments they're going to be, quote, thrown in jail or have some issues. We're going to be back hour two. We're going to talk a lot of, maybe we'll touch on this. We're going to get into some other issues. I don't know what we want to talk. We're going to talk about Britney Spears. Why not?
Sure, why not? More Radio Law Talk is coming up. If you aren't going to get us on your local station, go to RadioLawTalk.com and you can hear the rest of the show.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.